regards to things that I find real. So if it's something that I actually care about and I'm working towards a goal, and then along the way someone compliments me towards that, I feel that's more important than, let's say, if I get like a good grade on a test. Some people always compliment you to some degree in regards to things like that, but when it's something I'm actually working towards, I feel like a compliment then is more impactful than otherwise.
Like when someone says thank you for doing something that they appreciate, or saying good morning to you every morning, and that's very, because a word can really change a person's day, because of, depends on if you're having a sad day, and a simple like good morning or hand gesture can make your day.
Words are relief, reassurance. Words can heal and build mindfulness. The power of words. Hi, my name is Larissa Fry, and in today's podcast, we will be discussing the importance and power of words. Words have always been a consistent form of communication, but what are we actually communicating? What are we actually saying with our words? Because words matter. Words have the power. Words can lead to destruction. Words can lead to change. Words can be control. Words can overcomplicate or divide, but words can also unite. Words can perceive, but also lead to development. However, if we as individuals choose our words in a more impactful way, in a more thoughtful way, then we can be the change. We can build something beautiful and amazing, or we can destroy. Can you recall moments in which you felt the power of words? When someone called you a mean word? When you got dumped for no reason out of nowhere? When you received a letter of rejection? Words don't have to be negative, though. Words can be amazing, and words can build self-confidence and relief, and words can say something. Talk is only cheap and pointless if you make it that way. At the end of the day, you are the decider. Thank you.